الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is an inherent and integral part requirement of our iman that should cause us to be very concerned and perturbed and worried by the very difficult and trying phase or period through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam globally is passing through. Almost every day, we are bombarded by news of atrocity, persecution, loss of life, loss of property. In fact, if one is not careful, then a sense of despondency overtakes one. That what is the cause of this? When is the carnage going to stop? How is this ummah going to be able to raise itself out of this situation? What is important for us to understand is that difficulties, trials, persecution, hardship, throughout the annals of history, this has always been the lot of the people of Iman. This is Allah's sunnat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Rhetorical question is posed, that what do the people think? Allah says, what do you think that you will say, Amanna, that you will be blessed with this kalima of Tawheed, you will be blessed with the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be given miftahul jannah, the key to jannah, to eternal paradise, eternal success, wahum la yuftanun, and you will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah says the nations of the past also were tested. People of Iman, people of Haqq. If you look in the Quran, amongst the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, there is only a select few, 30 odd Anbiya that were named in the Quran. And from that select few, there is another special group. Those Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam who are addressed directly by Allah in the Quran. In the Arabic language, when you use the word Ya, it is a direct address. Only 8 Nabis were addressed directly by Allah in the Quran. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuh uhbid bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yaminika ya Musa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة يا عيسى بن مريم أنت قلت للناس 8 أنبياء addressed directly by Allah. Then in this group of 8 there is still a further distinction of 2 Nabis that are father and son, both addressed directly by Allah, Zakaria and Yahya alayhi salam. Yet Allah tolerated the Jaleelul Qadr Nabis like this. Zakariya alayhi salam, his body was cut into 2 pieces. Yahya alayhi salam, like a sheep at Qurbani time is slaughtered. This Nabi of Allah in the court of a Roman king was laid down and his head was cut off. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what persecution and hardship didn't his companions undergo? Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, made to lie bare-backed on burning coals, so that the blood and pus from his back would put out the fire. Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whipped at night, made to lie in the burning sand of the desert, with rocks placed on his chest, and physically dragged through the streets of Makkah. Sumayya radiallahu anha, pierced with a dagger in the most private part of her body. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, they came to him. But ya Rasulullah, how long? How much more? How much more must we endure? Mata nasrullah, when will Allah's help come? He consoled them. Yuta fi man kana qablakum. Amongst the nations of the past also, the people of Haq, the people of Iman, underwent difficulty to such an extent. Khummilu ala al-akhshab. They were crucified. Nushiru bil manashir. Their bodies were cut into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings, flesh, the flesh of their body was separated from their bones. Difficulties, trials, tribulations have always been the lot of the people of Iman. This is Allah's sunnah, Allah's system. This world is not an ideal existence. If it was an ideal existence, then the head of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not have been severed and been at the end of the spear. And human beings, or animals in the shape of human beings, like Ubaidullah bin Ziyad and Shimr, would not have been sitting on the throne. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past, and you also will be tested. The dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ وَاللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَمَا سَكَنَ فِيهِمَا لِلَّهِ وَحْدًا مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. All these verses of the Quran, one principal message, that harm or benefit, life or death, advancement or decline in the heavens and the earth cannot happen without the permission of Allah. Whatever is happening on the irada and the will of Allah. There is no question of despondency. There is no question of losing hope. This is Allah's system. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past, and you also will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom behind this test? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will make it known who is sadiq, who are the truthful ones. Truthful in what? In this expression, آمَنَّا, that we have iman. That I am reciter of kalima tawheed. What does this entail? What does it mean when you say آمَنَّا? Ulama say kalima tawheed, apne marzi ke salab hone ka iqrar hai. This is a covenant, an oath that you are taking with Allah, that from this day onwards, what I see, what I hear, what is taught to me in the schools and universities, what is expounded by the media, what society is calling towards, everything, I am prepared to belie it, and I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, we will test you. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And we will make it known who is truthful in this. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we will make it known who are the liars. What does this mean? Who outwardly attest that they have handed themselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from head to toe, the lifestyle is away from that. The criteria, the distinction in every era, every period, every age is one thing and one thing only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sibghatullah wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. What is Quran saying? Color yourself in the color of Allah. And which color can be better than the color of Allah? Mufassirin explain, what is the color of Allah? They say the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, when it comes to allegiance to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be in the first saf to say that I am Ashik e Rasul. I am the lover and the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what does that ishq entail? What does that love entail? What is the demand of muhabbat for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the true understanding of that? For that, my respected brothers, we have to turn the clock back 14 centuries and look at Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the followers or the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that jamaat and that group who on this earth were given the label radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah. On this earth they were given that label. They knew the meaning of ishq. They knew the meaning of muhabbat. Aisha radiyallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith. Jaa rajulun ila an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One companion comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the manner in which he declares his love. He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, innaka la ahabbu ilayya min nafsi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min wuldi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min mali, wa inni la akunu fil bayt, fa adhkuruka, fa ma asbiru hatta atika fa andura ilayk. He says, I take the qasam of Allah. O my Nabi, I love you more than my own life. I love you more than my children. I love you more than my wealth. Such is my love for you, that sometimes I am sitting at home, the thought of you enters my heart. My sleep becomes haram. My food becomes haram. I am restless. I know no peace until I do not come and cool my eyes by looking at your noble countenance. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ. Today a troubling thought occurred to me, that the life of this world is ephemeral, it is temporary. Allah has declared, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have to drink from the cup of death. And every one of them will die. This world will come to an end. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ. عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةَ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. وَإِنِّي إِذْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. You will get the highest ranks in Jannah. Try and appreciate the veracity of what was muhabbat, what was love. What is he saying? He says, you will get the highest ranks in Jannah if I enter Jannah. You are in the upper echelons. I will be right down somewhere in Jannah. I fear that I will not be able to see you. So what is he saying? He's saying, paradise cannot be paradise if I am deprived of your didar. This was love. And this, we find so many incidents. This occasion of Jummah is impossible to do justice. One youngster, his name is Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Youngster, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, openly declares, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And then, Sahaba understood what the dictate and the demand of love was. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And the next sentence, what does he say? Murni bima ahbab. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. Command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to test the veracity of the declaration of love of this youngster, he says, إِذْهَبْ فَقْتُ الْأَبَاكُ. Bring me the head of your parents. This youngster was known for his obedience to his parents and his devotion to them. Without hesitation, he takes his sword out and he starts going. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَهْلًا. Wait. Inni lam ub'ath li biqati'ati rahim. Allah did not send me to break family ties. I was just testing you. The same youngster becomes ill. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to make his ziyarat. He's unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his family members, I fear that he will not survive the night. He will pass away tonight. When he passes away, send message for me. I will come for his janazah. When he regains consciousness, he says to his family members, I perceive, it seems, as if my beloved was here. They say, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit you. What did he say? They conveyed the message. He said, no. If I pass away tonight, do not send for him. Why? Because there are Jews in this vicinity. I fear that they will harm the Nabi It will be dark at night. If he has to come at night, they might harm him. Bury me without informing him. Inform him tomorrow. That night he passes away. They bury him the next day. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to hear about it. He goes and stands in front of the qabr of the sahabi. Raises his hands in dua. Allahumma ilqa talha tadhaku ilayk wa huwa yadhaku ilayk. He says, O Allah, let the meeting of yours with the sahabi of mine be such that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. The thamara of muhabbat, the return for ishq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. The sahabi, coming back to that incident I mentioned earlier, Ya Rasulullah, Jannat is not Jannat without your didar. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. He didn't know what to say to the sahabi. Yet this declaration of ishq and muhabbat causes the door of Allah's arsh to be open. Jibreel is sent. حَتَّى نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Quran is sent down. Quran is sent down to answer this question. What is the question? I love you so much. I want to be with you in Jannat also. I never want to be deprived of your didar. That was the question, the masla. What is the nuskha, prescription of Quran for this? Before I translate, understand the veracity of this verse. Allah in His Quran equates muhabbat with itaat. Muhabbat with itaat. Love, empty verbal declaration of love is not matloob. What is matloob? That love and that ishq which will bring you onto obedience. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you want the ma'iyyat of my Nabi, then come onto the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every aspect of our life, our role model, our master, our example has to become Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we are with our children, when we are with our wives, when we are in the marketplace, wherever we go, who is our imam? Who is our role model? Look around us, my respected brothers. The name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions are the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where are our youth today? Who are they following? Who are their role models? Individuals. Individuals whose every day is in sharab. Every night is in zina. They have become the role models. That tabqa which Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَذَلْ. They are like animals. No, they are worse, more deviated than animals. This ummah is aping and following them. And that Nabi who finished himself for us. That Nabi whose wafadari knew no limits. Few days before his demise, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and a group of companions, they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah is ill, bandage tied around his forehead, seeing his pitiable condition, the tears well into their eyes. When he sees them, such is his love for his sahaba, he starts giving them dua upon dua, dua upon dua. I'm cutting the incident short. Nasarakumullah, awakumullah, hadakumullah, kafakumullah. May Allah be your companion. May Allah be your helper. May Allah be sufficient for you. May Allah be with you. Dua upon dua. And then, what is the dard in the heart? What is the pain in the heart? What is the concern in the heart? He says to them that which no other Nabi told his companions. He says, O my Sahaba, my ummah that is to come after you, convey the salams of their Nabi to them. Convey my salams to my ummah that is to come after you. In his Roza Mubarak in Medina Munawara, Monday and Thursday when the Amal of this Ummah is being presented, which facet of this Ummah today is a source of coolness to that Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawara? One Bedouin comes to the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This incident is narrated by Allama Ibn Kasir rahimahullah, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, such erudite scholars. On their authority, I'm mentioning it. He comes and stands in front of the Roda Mubarak. And he says that Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. He says, my Allah says that if they oppress their souls, if they break my command, if they live a life of sins, and then they come to you, my Nabi, they ask you to intercede on their behalf, and they ask me, Allah, for forgiveness, لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah very merciful, very forgiving. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَشْفِيًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ فِي الْبِقَاءِ عَظَمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ نَفْسِ الْفِدَاءِ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ أَنْتَ الشَّفِيعُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِذَا مَا زَلَّتِ الْقَدَمُ وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. The first two couplets of what he recited up till today are written on pillars on both sides of the Rawda Mubarak. What did he say? He says, I have come to you with the emptiness of my heart, with the desolation of my soul, with the blackness of a life of sinning. Oh my Nabi, I attest that I am disobedient to my Allah. I am asking you to intercede on my behalf. And I am asking Allah to forgive me. And then look at the manner in which he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, oh that Zat and oh that being, when his body entered the earth, beneath the earth and above the earth became fragrant and beautiful. May my life be sacrificed upon that qabr in which you reside, because with you is your shafqat, with you is your kindness, with you is your generosity. Aap hi to hai, you are that individual with whose intercession my feet will be able to remain firm on the sirat over Jahannam. And let me not forget your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar radiallahu anhuma. He holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. He says, let me not forget your two companions. May my salams descend upon you and your two companions. Ma jaral qalamu. Look at the analogy. He says, as long as pens will write. Saying this, he wipes his tears and he goes away. Atabi rahimahullah is sitting nearby. All of a sudden he falls asleep. He makes didar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Atabi adrikil arab. Find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Who are we showing wafadari to? That Nabi who gave everything for this ummah. Mountain of qurbani, mountain of sacrifice. And on that day, when Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam will be falling on their knees and saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. One individual, one personality, the day, the alam of khawf, which Quran describes, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, where every family relationship will break down. Father will not want to know his child. Husband will not want to know wife. One anoka, one unique pukar and call and nida and incantation of that day will be one Nabi only, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, oh my Allah my ummat, oh my Allah my ummat, oh my Allah my ummat. What was ishq? What was muhabbat? We want his mayyat. We want to be with him in dunya and akhirah. What is Quran saying? Make his day your day. Make his night your night. Quranic nuskha and prescription. On the other hand, what is the prescription given in hadith? Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst the galaxy of sahaba, this is that sahabi who has a unique distinction, that he is the only sahabi whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed directly and said, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni uhibbuk, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. Such a sahabi, yet Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 6 months before his demise, he dispatches Mu'adh bin Jabal in the path of Allah to Yemen. Such is the bond between Nabi and Ummati, that even he's making al-wida, dispatching him, setting him off, farewell, He walks holding the reins of the camel of Muaz. How far? Right up to Juruf, 7 kilometers from Madinah Munawwara. Giving wasiyat to Muaz. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, then he addresses him, Ya Muaz, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. وَلَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَبِقَبْرِ O Muaz, when you come back to Medina, you will not find me. You will find my qabr, you will find my masjid. فَبَكَى Muaz جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم Muaz burst into tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم turns his face away from Muaz. Why? So that he cannot see the tears on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as this would exacerbate and increase his grief. Ya Mu'ad la tabki. Ya Mu'ad la tabki. And then what is the wasiyat? What is the parting advice? Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. O Mu'az, do not cry, do not grieve over being separated from me. Why? Because wherever you are, whoever you are, white or black, rich or poor, 1st century of Islam, 14th century of Islam, 14,000th century of Islam, Nabawi Nuskha, what is my Nabi saying? Man kanu, wa haythu kanu, whoever you are, wherever you are, you will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you will come onto taqwa. If you will come onto the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if his day will become your day, if his night will become your night, this laqab, title, Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, which is the amal, which is the misdaq of this, which is the amal, that is the living attestation of this title, Rasulullah. It is not salah, it is not zakat, it is not hajj. Messenger of Allah, the amal that is the misdaq of this is dawat and tabligh. Dawat and tabligh, that was the day and night of my Nabi. House to house, person to person, with the dard and the pain of insaniyat in his heart, may yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will become my nasir, my helper, to convey this message of dawat and tabligh? This was his pukar, this was his cry. Muaz bin Jabal, when he went to Yemen, what did he say to them? Ana rasulu, rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah who has been sent to you. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah who has been sent to you. This ummah has been selected, chosen by Allah to receive this legacy of the dard and the pain and the concern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, ittiba'i rasul, ishq-i rasul, kamil nahi ho sakte. The following of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his love and muhabbat can never be complete until we do not make his maqsad, his object, his cry, his fikr, our concern. Our fikr, our cry. My respected brothers, time has run out. Every one of us is away. We are right on the doorstep of a great ijtima which is going to take place. The object of this ijtima is to transport us back 14 centuries and for 48 hours. Give us some idea of what Madina Munawwara was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the day? What was the night? What was the cry? What was the fikr of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So every one of us make this niyat to attend this ijtima for the full 48 hours and to learn our object from the ijtima, to give some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa afirna. Alhamdulillah.